It's time for the community calendar. Sunday Satsang, Chinmaya Mission, Sunday Satsang for adults, youth and children. A unique Bal Vihar program for each grade, from pre-K to grade 12. Satsang in two sessions between 8:35 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bal Vihar students can take slokas, bhajans, and orchestra classes or language classes for Hindi, Telugu, Marathi, and Gujarati. Chinmaya Mission is located at Chinmaya Prabha, 10353 Sinot Road in Sugar Land, Texas. For further information, visit www.chinmayahouston.org or call Bharati Sutaria at 281-933-0233. Heritage Classes. Ashirwad's Heritage Classes in Katy, Cyprus and Sugar Land for kids 4 to 18 years. Meditation, yoga, slokas, stories from scriptures, Vishnu Sahasranam, bhajans, competitions, and fun activities. Adults meditation classes. Registered at www.ashirwadablessing.org or contact Sri Rawla at 281-995-0930. Hare Krishna Dham. Houston's original Vedic temple, ISKCON of Houston, at 1320 West 34th Street in Houston. Daily darshan and aarti timings 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Sunday festival 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults. Call 281-433-1635. Shri Shiv Shakti Mandir. Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir is located at 6640 Harwin Drive in Houston, Texas. Open daily 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. All major festivals as well as birthdays, namkaran, engagement and other ceremonies. Call Pandit Virat Mehta at 713-278-9099 or Hardik Rawal at 361-243-6539. For puja or other ceremonies. Gaudiya Math. Sri Govindji Gaudiya Math at 16628 Keith Harrow Boulevard in Houston. Satsang Sunday 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mantra meditation, kirtan, Sanatan Dharma classes, Vedic education and Hindi classes for kids, Gita classes at noon to 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, Hanuman Chalisa and Ramcharit Manas on Tuesday, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. For information, call 281-499-3347. And now let's listen to another Hanuman Bhajan.
Hanuman
Listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3, Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We're on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Our phone number here is 832-704-9273. The time now is 11 minutes after 10, and it's time for prayer online. Prayer for the people who need the helping hand of our Lord. So we're going to
yes.
Do the prayer now.
Yeah, let us do that prayer.
Om, dear Lord. In the minds, bodies, and souls, wherever their pains and problems reside, may those be released with your compassionate hand on these persons' bodies, minds, and souls, and let all receive the grace of the Lord. We're going to recite the prayer one more time. Om, dear Lord, in the minds, bodies, and souls, wherever their pains and problems reside, may those be released with your compassionate hands on these persons' bodies, minds, and souls, and let all receive the grace of the Lord. And we know Dwarkadish always helps.
Tum kahan chupe bhagwan karo mat deri dukh haro Dwarkanath na शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वारका नाथ शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वारका नाथ शरण में तेरी यही सुना सबका दुख हर लेते जो निराश है उनकी झोली आशा से भर देते अगर सुदामा होता मैं तो दौड़ द्वार का आता पांव आंसू से धोकर मैं मन की आग बुझाता तुम बनो नहीं अंज हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी, दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी। जो भी शरण तुम्हारी आता उसको धीर बंधाते, नहीं डूबने देते दाता मैया पार लगाते। तुम न सुनोगे तो किसको मैं अपनी व्यथा सुनाऊं, द्वार तुम्हारा छोड़ के भगवन और कहां मैं जाऊं। प्रभु कब से रहा करो मत देरी, दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी, दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी, दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी, दुख हरो द्वारका शरण में तेरी।
रघुवर तुमको मेरी लाज, रघुवर तुमको मेरी लाज, सदा सदा मैं शरण तिहारी, सदा सदा मैं शरण तिहारी, तुम हो गरीब निवाज, रघुवर तुम हो गरीब नवाज, रघुवर तुमको मेरी लाज, रघुवर तुमको मेरी लाज। पतित उधारन बिरद तिहारो, पतित उधारन बिरद तिहारो, श्रवणन सुनियावाज, पतित उधारन बिरद तिहारो, श्रवणन सुनियावाज, हूँ तो पतित पुरातन करिज, हूँ तो पतित पुरातन करिज, पार उतारो जहाज, रघुवर पार उतारो जहाज, रघुवर तुमको मेरी लाज, रघुवर तुमको मेरी लाज। अघखंडन दुख भंजन जन के, अघखंडन दुख भंजन जन के, यही तिहारों का, अघखंडन दुख भंजन जन के, अघखंडन दुख भंजन जन के, यही तिहारों का, रघुवर यही तिहारों का, तुलसी तुलसीदास पर कृपा
is worshipped as a subsidiary figure in temples dedicated to Ram or dedicated in shrines dedicated to Hanuman himself. The latter are generally thrown by monkeys who know that they cannot be mistreated there. In temples throughout India, he appears in the form of a monkey with a red face who stands erect like a human. For this service to Ram, Hanuman is upheld as a model for all human devotion. Hanuman is also a popular figure among Buddhists in Central, South, East, and East Asia, and throughout those areas, many temples have been erected for his worship, and district to towns bear his name. Outside India, however, rather different tales are told of him. Although steadfastly chaste in the Sanskrit tradition, for instance, he has wives and children in other traditions. He has been identified as the inspiration for the monkey hero of the great Chinese poem Xiaongji, Journey to the West. In India, Hanuman is reversed by the nationalist Hindu organization Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, and he has been depicted as the fierce superhero in a popular stories of comic books. The Hanuman Langur, one of the most common Indian monkeys, is named after the Ramayana character.
मतवाला मेरा रखवाला लाल लंगोटे वाला हो बाबा ये साला सरवाला हो बाबा मेरा, ये मैं Namaskaram, Vanakkam, Suprabhadam. This portion of the segment is brought to you by Meenakshi Temple Society. Meenakshi Temple Society is located at Pearland, Texas. You're all requested to visit our temple, 17130 McLean Road, Pearland, Texas. Telephone number is 281-489-0358. Good morning, listeners. I'm your host, Sujata Murli, for today. Hope you all had a wonderful week, and Sri Rama Navami was celebrated at the temple yesterday grandly, and more to come on that.
భక్తి మార్గము తెలియలేరు రామ భక్తి ಶ್ರೀರಘುರಾಮ ಅಂತಯೋ ನೀನೇ Events at Sri Meenakshi Temple. April 3rd is Panguni Uttaram Day, but on April 5th will be the celebration at Sri Meenakshi Temple. April 14th is the Tamil New Year and also Vishu celebration. On April 23rd is Vastu Shanti, and the Mahotsavam of the first day starts on April 24th. This is the Chitre Mahotsavam, which is grandly celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Have you been to the last year's festival, Sujata?
Yes, it was celebrated very grandly.
There's a 10-day festival.
Yes,
that happens like a Tiruvira. That, you know, normally this happens in the temples. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, they have music. They have so much kind of things going on every day at the Chitrai festival, just like they do it in Madurai.
Ah, yes. It's where they have the Thayer going on in Chennai right now. And it's celebrated so grandly there, I heard.
Yes.
And you just came back from Chennai. Welcome, Tara Agwin.
Yes.
And let us know, what are the temples you visited there?
Oh, well, see, at first I was in Chennai. I usually go to the Parthasarathi temple in Triplicane, mm-hmm. the ancient old temple where, you know, like Krishna was the charioteer of Partha, Arjuna, and they have a temple in Chennai which is a very celebrated temple and oldest of the ancient shrines. Mm-hmm. With that, and then I went to Mumbai where, you know, Mahalakshmi temple, and of course, you know, it was such a beautiful darshan, and we just stood there for about 15 minutes in front of the deity. Fortunately, it was not much crowded that day.
This was Mahalakshmi Temple.
Mahalakshmi Temple, Mumbai.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I went to Mahabaleshwar this year.
Wow.
And on the way, there is a beautiful temple, a replica of the Tirupati Temple built in Pune.
Wow.
And this is the most cleanest of temples that you can ever find. And we were very happy. And it's a pretty much, you know, Lord Venkateshwara Balaji is celebrated in that temple. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Narayanpur there. Mm-hmm. And that was something that we went there for the first time. Mm-hmm. And of course, Mahabaleshwar was raining and it was a beautiful place. India has such beautiful spots. And then as we came down south, we decided to go to Srirangam and Rameshwaram.
Okay.
And before that, I went to one temple called Thirumananjeri.
Where is this now?
This is very close to Trichy.
Okay.
And this is where, you know, you people pray to get married and stuff. So my husband and I, my parents prayed for me before I got married. And when we went there, the priest was so funny. They asked me, oh, was your child getting married? You want to pray for your child? I said, no, it is my own. I came here after 35 years of wedding because we both never got a chance to visit India at the same time in the initial years, and the next few times we were very busy doing other things. So this time
it was a great blessing. I'm sure
it was. It was. It's one of those ancient temples. And then we went to Srirangam. Of course, we had it was Ekadashi day, very blessed. Okay. And then Rameshwaram. See, the most spectacular thing about all this, visiting the temple, in India, the faith is humongous. And although it is kind of people's livelihood depends on these temples. How many people, you know, sell flowers, sure. coconuts, you know, even the slippers they keep it. I think the day-to-day life, we have to support the temples. And without which, but for the devotees, I don't know, you know, government and all give some grant, they take over the property and then they manage, mismanage, do so many things.
Right.
But yet, you know, faith is still kind of lingering on. And I think that is why Hinduism is something so kind of unique in the aspect that people are very kind of faith oriented.
Yes.
And I think that is the reason we also have Meenakshi Temple here. Devotees support it. And I think people have to continue doing that.
Thank you, Tara Aunty. Yes, listeners, Meenakshi Temple Society is located at Pearland. Please do visit the temple. Number 281-489-0358. And we'll have some more announcements after this song.
సుందులు ఏడవల పేడ మచ్చిక ఏడ సుందులు ఏడవల పేడ మచ్చిక ఏడ సుందులు ఆడుకున్న మాటలెల్లా అవి నిజా ఏడవల పేడ మచ్చిక ఏడ సుందులు ఆడుకున్న మాటలెల్లా అవి నిజా ఏడవల పేడ మచ్చిక ఏడ సుందులు
Yes, listeners, we do have an announcement. The Walkathon, Meenakshi Temple Society invites you for the Walkathon, which is on the 12th of April. Please mark your calendar. It's at 8 a.m. in the morning. And after the walk, breakfast will be served. So please do come and support this Walkathon.
MTS has a Kalyana Mandapam, Youth Center and Visitor Centers. There are spacious facilities for events for like engagements, wedding, reception. Each facility can accommodate up to more than 400 people. And we also have Panguni Uttiram that is celebrated and Venkateshwara Abhishekam and celebration. Let me give you a few kind of a details about the Panguni Uttiram festival itself. It's a unique festival that actually culminates with the Uttiram day, and also the many things are happening. It is not only celebrate Murugan, they also celebrate the celestial weddings. Ram Sita wedding was celebrated on the Panguni Uttiram day. And the divine marriages are celebrated in many of the temples in India. And it is also a wedding of Panguni Uttiram was the day Andal said that she will marry Lord Ranganatha. That also happens in many of the temples. And this is the also festival, as I said, the Chitrai festival that happens in the beginning. And also, you know, we were talking about the Kapalishwara. Mm-hmm. Usually on Panguni Uttiram day, they do the Aruvatti Mover. Have you been to India and Chennai?
Right,
and
I have been there, Tharal. That was long, long time ago. I just recall the crowd there, and it was such a beautiful festive to the sight, you know.
Correct,
I mean, you could see
correct.
That,
all
you
the
know,
63
so
Nayanmars come in procession.
Very nicely done. And it was even very hard to even get a clear perspective of the Lord with that
course,
much crowd.
Yes, yes, yes. That is kind of a most popular festivals that is celebrated.
Thank you,
Lord. Om Sivaya, Om Sivaya, Om Sivaya.
Oh, see.
சிவாய ஓம் சிவாய ஓம் ஓம் சிவாய ஓம் சிவாய நம சிவாய ஓம் தென்னாடுடைய சிவனை அடைய வழிகள் பல உண்டு தேவாரத்தை படித்தால் போதும் தெய்வம் அதில் உண்டு பன்னிரு திருமுறை தன்னில் சிவபெருமானின் பாதச் சுவடுண்டு
அதிலே உன் திருவிழிகளை பதிக்கிற போது தேடும் உன் நெஞ்சு
ஓம் சிவாய ஓம் சிவாய ஓம் சிவாய
ஓம் சிவாய ஓம் சிவாய நம சிவாய
ஜோதி வடிவான அண்ணாமலையை சேரும் வழி உண்டு பாதமது தேய ஞானமலை சுற்று பரமன் பதம் உண்டு வழியில் கரடு பல உண்டு வணங்கு அதை கண்டு பித்தம் தெளிவாகும்
அந்த
ஓம் சிவாய ஓம் சிவாய ஓம் சிவாய
ஓம்
Shivaay Om. And what other day do you celebrate Lord Shiva? Pradosham is celebrated on April 1st, Wednesday at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Nandi Abhishekam followed by Shiva Abhishekam happens on Wednesday. And also Panguni Uttram Subramanya Abhishekam on 3rd Friday. And on Saturday is Satyanarayana Puja. Thank you for joining us in today's program. Thank you, Sujata, for covering the Meenakshi Temple segment for the past 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Thank you. I appreciate your coming back. And it was such a nice thing to do this segment. And I am doing it only for Meenakshi Temple.
It was a wonderful presentation always, Sujata. I just thoroughly enjoyed your being here. And
have a wonderful week, all of you. Until then, we'll see, join you next week at the same time. Thank you.